I wanted to have a yarn about a taboo topic, I suppose, on Talkback, which is abortion. You might remember earlier this year I visited an abortion clinic not far from my place in Redfern one Saturday morning, and this is after I discovered that a Christian group was protesting outside the abortion clinic, and they stand there singing songs and saying prayers and trying to discourage women from going inside and having an abortion. I said at the time, I'd never want to be in that position, and I support the right of any woman to make their own mind up on a question of abortion. However, there is a visitor to our country at the moment who's got a very interesting story to tell when it comes to abortion. Her name is Melissa Oden, and she's on the line. Hello, Melissa.
Hello there.
Welcome to Australia.
Thank you.
Your story is quite remarkable, and I don't know whether you are an opponent of abortion. I don't know where you stand on that. The reason for me getting you on was not to politicize your position on it, but just to tell your story. Tell us your story.
Certainly, I appreciate that, Ben. You know, my story is one that isn't often heard, and so that's why I appreciate you taking the time to have me on, because we talk about abortion a lot, and, you know, as you said, it's certainly something that people see as taboo and something that is not often talked about, at least comfortably, by most people. And my experience is very unique. Not only am I a woman and a wife and a mother, someone's daughter, someone's sister, but I am a child who survived a failed abortion. You know, I'm not too prideful to say that I'm almost 34 years old. People can find that out quite easily about me, but, you know, almost 34 years ago, my life was supposed to end by an abortion.
Okay, so this was, whereabouts were you in the United States?
I'm from Iowa.
Okay.
Most people around the world have never heard of Iowa.
Oh, no, we know Iowa.
Do you?
And so tell me, what was the story with your mom and your dad?
My biological mother was 19 years old. She was a college student, and my parents were not married. So, you know, anybody who knows statistics about abortion would realize in hearing that. But, you know, my mother and my father fit a lot of statistics. We know that, you know, university students are very vulnerable to abortion. And so my biological mother entered that hospital to undergo what was a common procedure at the time. That type of abortion is called a saline infusion abortion. Mm-hmm. And just real briefly, you know, I'll tell you that what it should have done is to scald me to death. A toxic salt solution is delivered into the amniotic fluid surrounding the child in the womb, and then a woman's premature labor is induced, and ultimately that dead child should be dispelled from the woman's body. Mm. So on the fifth day of the abortion procedure, my mother gave birth, and she should have given birth to a dead child, and instead of her child being delivered dead, here I was aborted, but I was born alive.
It is incredible.
It is incredible.
So she was 6 months into her pregnancy, your mum?
Yeah, approximately. You know, from what I've learned through medical documentation, my biological mother thought she was about 18 to 22 weeks pregnant. But the fact that I lived points to the fact that she was at least probably 6 to 7 months. And not just the fact that I lived, but, you know, I weighed a little less than 3 pounds at the time. And so based on that, the doctors can gather that she was probably closer to 6 to 7 months pregnant. And, you know, one of my first medical documents, it states that I looked like I was about 31 weeks gestational age.
Okay, so you come out alive. Do you know what the reaction was? What happened next?
You know, certainly people were very shocked that I survived. I was believed to be dead from what I've learned through doctors and nurses, because I've had the opportunity to get to know many of them throughout my life. You know, from what I've learned from them, I was believed to be dead, and I was left for dead, placed along the bedside table in my birth mother's room. And as they were finishing the abortion procedure, they realized that I was making small movements and gasping for breath, and they realized that the abortion had not succeeded in ending my life. And so that's when they stepped in and started to provide me with medical care.
You're like the Terminator.
The Terminator or the Terminated? Well, I'm not sure.
Well, the Terminator who just won't die. And tell me, do you enjoy a relationship with your mother, your biological mother?
You know, that's been a long journey, Ben. I I wanted to find my birth family before I came forward with my story. You know, I didn't find out the truth about my life as a survivor until I was a teenager.
So what happened with your childhood? Where were you?
You know, I grew up thinking I was living a really normal life. And I guess compared to the life that I live now, traveling, you know, to Australia and doing all the things that I do, I guess it was pretty normal back then. But, you know, I grew up in a home where adoption was the normal fabric of our life. I have an older sister who's adopted, and then our parents adopted me, despite all of the things they were told by the doctors, you know, because they were told by the doctors that I probably wouldn't live. If I did live, I would likely be blind or deaf. And, you know, the list just kind of kept going on and on, but it didn't deter our parents from adopting me. And so, you know, I grew up in a home with an older sister who's adopted, and then our parents, after 15 years of trying to conceive, had my little brother.
Mm.
So we knew those things growing up. I had known I was born prematurely. Really, I didn't think there was anything that odd about it. And when I was 14, I found out the truth that I was an abortion survivor. And, you know, it was absolutely devastating.
Do you support the right of women to have an abortion?
I support the right of every human being to have life. And, you know, when people ask me about the legality of abortion, the truth in my life and what I'm trying to do, Ben, is that I want abortion to be unthinkable. When terminating a child's life is the answer to the problems that people face in their life, I think that truly points to the fact that there's something wrong in our society.
There are some circumstances, though, Melissa, surely, when sometimes women feel like they are left without an option. And so much of the time what annoys me too, the focus is on the woman. It takes two to create a baby. There are surely some circumstances where abortion, well, I hate to say is the only option, but where people certainly feel like that is the only option.
Well, certainly what you're pointing to, Ben, is what the research tells us. You know, international data says things like 70% of women report feeling like abortion is the only option that's available to them. And behind that statistic, when you read the research, it talks about things like lack of finances, lack of emotional supports, social supports, you know, concerns that they're going to lose their job, lose their partner. All of those things play a part in that. And so I think that's a really important piece. And truly, I feel like that's what I am supposed to be doing with my survival, is helping to educate people around the world about the dynamics that underlie abortion.
Okay, we have a little saying in Australia, a catchphrase, which is a little Aussie battler when someone just won't give up. You are a little Aussie battler who happens to be from the United States of America.
Thank you. I had never heard that phrase before.
Make sure you let everyone know about it back home. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Ben.
Absolutely fascinating.
Thank you.
Melissa Oden there from the United States. She's visiting Australia at the moment. What do you say about that? Phenomenal.